This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the priority legislation heard in the first committee hearings of the year.
Thank you for the opportunity to present Senate Bill 643, a bill aimed at improving.
Perhaps the biggest issue this year is ethics reform. Tuesday morning, the Missouri Senate Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics Committee heard Senate Bill 643, a measure that would modify provisions of law relating to ethics. Sponsor, Senator Bob Onder of Lake St. Louis, told the panel concerns over ethics are at an all-time high.
In Missouri, every year, legislators accept over $900,000 worth of food, drink, sporting tickets, travel, and other gifts.
Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City asked the sponsor about his bill, citing how the court struck down a recent attempt at ethics reform.
If I resign my seat and I have been appointed lawfully and duly appointed to a position, and you're statutorily denying me compensation for that.
Senate Bill 643 awaits final committee action.
I've heard a lot of, hey, why does the legislature care about this? And I think the history of this is relevant.
Thursday morning, the Missouri Senate Ways and Means Committee heard Senate Bill 575, which seeks to repeal the earnings tax in the cities of Kansas City and St. Louis on December 31st, 2017. Senator Kurt Schaefer of Columbia sponsors the measure.
Which essentially is an additional layer of a 1% income tax on anyone who lives or works in those cities.
Senator Scott Sifton of Afton believes the tax to be both legal and necessary.
Theoretically, you could amend an ordinance to address that while still allowing for instance, county residents who work in the city to be taxed under the city ordinance.
Senate Bill 575 awaits final committee action.
We'll call this committee meeting of seniors, families, and children.
Another priority measure this year is Senate Bill 644, which would modify provisions relating to abortion, including donation of fetal tissue, tissue reports, physician privileges, and ambulatory surgical center licensing and inspections. Senator Onder sponsors the measure, which he presented to the Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee on Tuesday morning.
It improves accountability in the disposition of fetal remains, and it ensures that clinic inspections are performed regularly to ensure compliance with state and federal laws.
During discussion, Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal of University City talked about something in her district that relates to the proposal.
I think I now can define myself as someone who cares about life as well.
Senate Bill 644 awaits final committee action. In honor of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, Missouri senators will not return to work until Tuesday of next week. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.